The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
It's right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening in our sports world, as they always are. Not a lot of drama in the Heisman Trophy. Mariota wins in a landslide, and I'm not that surprised. I don't think anybody is. Melvin Gordon was good, but Mariota was just flat out the man. I mean, dude is incredible. Gotta give him some props. I don't know. College football. Got that playoff coming up here pretty soon. The initial four teams: Oregon, Alabama, Florida State, and Ohio State. And obviously I'm mixing up the first two. Let me welcome in Jeff Rich, who's with me every morning, or every Sunday anyway. Jeff, how you doing, man? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm coming off one of my favorite days of the year, the Army-Navy game. And as John F. Kennedy once said, the real winner of that game is the United States of America.
Yeah, good point there. I mean, obviously, Army-Navy, a huge rivalry, and means a lot to those folks. And it means a lot to all of us when you think about it. The armed forces are pretty important to us, so he's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. A lot of things going on in the sports world. On the other side, Mary Nemes from TicksForCause.com. We'll get an education from her on sports and what they got brewing there at TicksForCause.com. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
All coughs aren't the same, and neither are all cough medicines. Robitussin's powerful dual-action formula relieves even the toughest coughs. Wet, dry, and hacking. Fast, powerful Robitussin DM Max fights your cough and helps clear the congestion that comes with it. Robitussin. Don't suffer the coughequences. Use as directed. This week, stock up with special Robitussin bonus packs. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every Sunday. You can also join us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. Tons of things to talk about. Jeff, you know what we're going to do right now? We're going to welcome in Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com and get an education from her on a couple of different things. Sports, and then obviously TicksForCause.com, their mission, and then our featured charity. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Can't complain. You know, it's better here than it is in most places. A little chilly, but we are very spoiled. So coming off of 70s all week last week, and this week it's going to be a little bit cooler, but can't complain that much, really, Mary.
Yeah, because that term chilly out in Arizona is kind of a relative term for the rest of us, so we'll let you go with that one.
Yeah. Mary, I mean, look, obviously the football season has been really tough to swallow for you guys there, being a Bears fan. However, the Blackhawks seem to be coming through and playing pretty solid hockey for you guys.
Oh, they've been so much fun to watch. You know, literally on an 8-game winning streak for us. It feels like it did a couple years ago when we went all the way. So it's exciting. And with a new, you know, you see the depth that they have at goalie with that Darling, who is, he's like a transformer. He's just so huge. And for him to be able to collapse so quickly down into a butterfly to be stopping those goals, he's just really fun to watch. So, yeah, they're pretty cool. It's pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, and then your Chicago Bulls holding it down in the Central Division. I'm not surprised, to be honest with you. You know, they are one of the favorites, if not the favorite, in the Eastern Conference and playing, you know, kind of what we expected, pretty solid basketball.
Right, and to see Derek come back like he's starting to do, you know, the last couple games he's had have been great. So, yeah, it helps us as we deal with our football situation here. Literally, those you take a look at the poor Bears, and on the field, off the field, it's a total mess. You know, from top to bottom, and it's like you got to gut out those next three games, and you know, wait till next year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, a lot of dissension there, and when you have losing, Jeff, jump in on this at any time. When you're losing, you know, you have problems. Winning is a cure for everything. And let's face it, I don't think that Jay Cutler has lived up to expectations there in Chicago. And, you know, every now and then, if you're going to rip somebody, I got news for you. He's well deserving of that. So, you know, when you're a professional athlete, you have to learn how to take criticism. You have to go out there and you have to perform. And you also have to deal with media and whatnot. But the truth of the matter is I think Jay Cutler's clearly not performed up to the expectation level that they had from there in Chicago.
And not only that, Dorf, but Jay Cutler brings what I like to think of as a losing culture to the locker room. I thought that Lovie Smith staved it off a little bit with Trestman. You know, he's focused on the X's and O's. He doesn't have a leader on the defensive side of the ball. I don't know if he has a leader in that locker room. Period. And it really shows with the Bears. I think that they're in. I think that they're on the verge of blow it all up and start over and eat Jay Cutler's contract mode.
Yeah,
and
I mean. Go ahead, Mary.
I couldn't agree with you more because, you know, granted, you take a look at the wins and the losses. Those haven't just been losses. You know, those have been so indicative of much more than just a losing record. It's just there is just a clear indication that there is no leadership. There's no leadership on the field. There's no leadership off the field, and it shows from top to bottom. And I couldn't agree with you more, Jeff, that it's an implosion, and it really starts from the top down, and there's a good house cleaning that needs to be done.
Hey, yeah, Mary, let me ask you this. Peanut Tillman's been in street clothes for a while. Do you think that that could be the difference, whether him being on the field and him just being present? I think that it affects the team in a large way because not only does he help the team with his play, but he helps the team just by being on the field and bringing that veteran presence. And it's just not there. You don't get it from Bostic. You don't even get it from Jared Allen. He's a great player, but I don't know that he's a great leader.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more, Jeff. And I think his loss, Peanut's loss, was way more than just his play on the field. I mean, it was really devastating to him, and you could really start to see the tailspin with the Bears start there, because I think he brought that anchor, that leadership to the team. And it's just been, like I said, it's just not watching them lose. It's watching them how they lose, and the fact that there doesn't appear to be any heart. It's really like a textbook case of what happens, whether it's business, sports, you name it, when you don't have a leader involved.
Well, that's very good points. Mary Nemitz joining us from ticksforcause.com, as she does each and every week. And, Mary, we might as well just talk sports for the next 4 minutes and then keep you over another segment and get into ticksforcause.com and obviously the featured charity on the other side. So if you don't mind, we'll keep you for two segments today, Mary.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks. Sure.
No worries. So, I'm listening to everything you guys are saying, and, I can also think of another guy that was pretty important there in Chicago. I know he lost a few steps and whatnot, but he was another guy that was pretty important as far as leadership goes, and that's Brian Urlacher. He's gone now. Just like you said, there's been so much turnover there that it makes things very difficult. And I'll be honest with you, I was never a Trestman guy from the get-go. I wasn't sold on this guy. Lovie Smith, at the end of the day, sometimes you think the grass is greener on the other side. And Lovie Smith actually wasn't so bad there in Chicago when you think about it, was he?
I agree completely. I think Lovie... I think Lovie brought, and again, I have to go. I have to go on record to say that I knew him, and I had an opportunity to work with him on a couple things. But what Lovie brought, he brought his experience, and he brought a sense of being able to deal with the players on their level, and he respected the players and how he treated those players and what he demanded of them. And you take a look when Lovie's gone, and then you see what happened with Urlacher and how the Bears handled Urlacher, that whole situation. It's like there's this lack of respect, and that begets so many bad things. And like I say, Trestman, you bring Trestman in, his experience, where he comes from, what he was having to step into these shoes and take over, I think it was way, way, way over his skis right from the very get-go.
Yeah, I would agree with you 100%. It's just, look, as a Packer fan, it doesn't bother me. But as a football fan, I like seeing the Bears being competitive. And I don't like beating the Bears. I mean, I do. But as far as competition goes, I don't like seeing the Packers win games by 40 points and just being completely dominant. So in that sense, it is a little disappointing. And just in general, being a Chicago Bear fan, you got to be a little disappointed as to the product that you've seen on the field. However, there may be some hope going there forward there in Chicago. The Cubs, The newest acquisition is John Lester. How you feel about that?
Oh, you know, as a Cub fan, I mean, you know, from a Crail Cub fan, that was just so exciting. And now having Madden on board and Lester coming, it's really cool, and it's really neat to see Theo Epstein, you know, having obviously worked with Lester before, and then bringing, you know, kind of bringing the team back, and to see, you know, they take us to that point. What if is this going to be the year that, I'm not even saying we're going to go all the way, but again, is this going to be a year that we're going to be competitive, where you're really going to want to go to Wrigley, not just for the fun of going to Wrigley and the experience, but to see, you know, to really look at the product that's on the field.
Well, I was going to say,
you got to appreciate having Miguel Montero as a leader on the field. I think that he's probably the best catcher that Joe Maddon's ever had at his disposal.
Yeah, Absolutely. Probably. Mary, Jeff, hang tight. We got to take a quick pause for the cause, and then we'll get back at it with Mary, and we'll actually talk about ticksforcause.com and your mission, and then obviously your future charity for this week. But always love talking sports with you, especially Chicago sports, because I know they're so near and dear to your heart, and you always bring up some good topics, Mary, so it's very worthwhile talking to you about what's happening there in Chicago, and you have a great pulse on the Chicago sports scene, so we appreciate it. Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause joining us. She'll be back on the other side, and we'll get into a little bit about what her mission is there at Ticks for Cause and the featured charity of the week. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'm my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me. And we are hooked up with Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. Joins us each and every week. We talk a little bit about what's going on with those Chicago sports, because you know what? Sometimes it's fun to talk about losing. I got news for you. It really is. And I mean that in a positive way, Mary, because the truth of the matter is when the Cardinals lose here in Arizona, it's a lot more fun to talk about the Cardinals than when they win. So losing brings out the best in all sports fans. It really does, because you get the good, the bad, and the ugly from them. But I want to get into Ticks for Cause and what your guys' mission is, and then the feature charity for today. So tell us a little bit about TicksForCause.com, Mary.
Andy, TicksForCause.com, we say we're the ticket website with the heart, because it's true. We started this company as a way, we created this technology as a way for people to come out and find tickets to anything that they want anywhere across the country. You know, I especially bring attention to those people right now, since, you know, we all have all the bowl games and we know where everybody's going. Anytime anybody's looking for bowl tickets, you're going to have to go to the secondary ticket market. If you go to that market through Ticks for Cause, every single purchase you make can benefit the cause of your choice at no extra cost to you. And we talk about the power of 1%. There's an opportunity. If you just take a look at 500,000 people out, you know, 500,000 people out there looking for tickets, and you know that's happening. If just 1% of them came through our portal, you'd have almost $300,000 raised for charity just because they bought them on TicksForCause.com. That's who we are. That's what we do. We're making a difference.
And that's just 1%.
So think about, what if it was 2? What if it was 3? But the power that people have, and that's what we're so excited about what we do, we give people the power to make a difference with that everyday purchase. In this particular instance, it's just the purchase of tickets that they were going to buy anyways.
And what
that
case,
can do.
And not only that, in case you're not going to use your tickets, you can donate your tickets to TicksForCause.com as well. Is that not correct?
Right. Well, and what you do is you don't donate them to us. You donate them to the charity of your choice just by using our technology, our website. Go through our website, pick out the charity that you want. You can donate them directly to that charity. You don't have to put them, you know, you just use that technology. And when those tickets sell, that organization gets 90% of that ticket purchase price. And you as the donor, you get a tax acknowledgement automatically from that charity because of our technology.
Again, can't beat it. If you're purchasing tickets or if you want to donate your tickets to a charity of your choice, TicksForCause.com is definitely the spot to go. Mary, let's get into the featured charity of the week.
I'm so happy to. With Hanukkah starting this week, I wanted to be able to feature one of our organizations called Keshet. This is such an amazing group of people who have done so much. And, you know, we always talk about, you know, we talk about leadership and we talk about it takes a spark or it takes a step. That's exactly what happened. Back in 1982, there was a small group of Jewish parents in the Chicago area who had children with special needs, and they worried about what was going to happen to them. How were these children going to be able to be educated, exposed to the full potential of their life, exposed to their religion, and to be able to grow up with this? So they took action. This small group of people started to create these programs educationally, development, socially, religiously, that has gone from taking care of these kids when they were young to now developed into a nationally recognized program where it takes these young kids from the earliest age possible to maintain and help them throughout their entire life. And to see what an organization like Keshet can do and has done just since 1982, because a group of people cared enough to take hold of the situation, to take that small step, and to grow. And the power that they demonstrate, I'm just so happy to be able to feature them, especially this week.
I don't disagree. It's a very, very important thing for people to know about. And again, you know, it's really about the power of just going out there and wanting to make a difference in somebody's life. Isn't that true, Mary?
Absolutely. And, you know, and again, we really always want to just tell people that sometimes it gets overwhelmed. We're not asking you to climb the mountain. We're not asking people to find the solution. It's just help. Take that step. And that's all it is. And the power of people realizing, you know, that you can make a difference, I think that's the part that just is so meaningful and so significant and so satisfying.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mary, if I could piggyback on that, could you tell our listeners how one average ticket purchase, how far that goes with your charities?
Average ticket, an average transaction on our site yields $30 to an organization just because you came through our site. On these bowl tickets, because they're a more expensive ticket coming out, that's doubled. So you think about that, like I say, you're going to go and you're going to be buying tickets anywhere. Just because merely you come to this site, $30 on that on an average transaction is going to go. And all it takes is for you to go to the website, find your tickets. It's easy to find your tickets, buy the tickets, and select the charity to benefit. We do all the rest.
Mary, how popular right now are those bowl tickets on your website?
Well, you can imagine once all these things were announced last week, the searches on the site kind of went crazy. And it really goes all over the board, you know, from the Sugar Bowl to the Rose Bowl to, some of these bowls that I didn't even get that far down in trying to see what all these bowls are. But like I say, the thing is people are looking for tickets. You've got a lot of fans out there who aren't going to be able to get them from their alumni group at the university. They are going to have to go to the secondary market. Come to our site. Again, these aren't our tickets. We don't own them. We're not brokers. We provide access. We've just developed the technology that is able to say to people, come through here, buy these tickets, and help that charity at no extra cost, no extra trouble, no extra time to you. Because we say where you buy your tickets really does matter.
Mary, it's a great message that you have there at ticksforcause.com. We're so appreciative that you join us each and every week. Not only tell us about ticksforcause.com and a featured charity, but I love talking sports with you too. I mean, you have a great vision on what's going on there with the Chicago sports teams, and we really, truly appreciate you. And I don't know if we're going to get a chance to say it before, but happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, obviously, and have a great new year too. And we will be talking to you, obviously, before that, but wanted to tell you happy Hanukkah.
Well, same to you guys, and it's just a pleasure. It's just so much fun. And thanks for, again, on behalf of all of our over 850 charities, thank you very much for allowing us to be able to speak out on their behalf as well.
Hey, you make a huge difference in people's lives and give them an opportunity for them to go check out games through your website and obviously donate to a charity of their choice. And I think what you guys are doing is just there's really not words that can express it, to be honest with you, Mary.
Well, thanks very much. Listen, you guys have a great rest of the day. Enjoy all these fabulous games, and go Packers.
Hey, thanks, Mary. Mary Nemes from ticksforcause.com. She's a Chicago fan, but you know what, Jeff? You can see that just a genuine person and just loves sports totally all around. And when she can tell me, hey, good luck to the Packers, that really says something about her, man.
She's a bigger human being than I am, because I
with
Steelers or Ravens fans for sure.
Hey, Jeff, we haven't really had time to talk about it. We only got a minute or so left in this segment. But you know, the Final Four is here for the College Bowl season. Mariota wins the Heisman Trophy. Some coaching positions have been filled. Some have been, guys jumped out kind of surprisingly. Most notably, Gary Anderson leaving Wisconsin to go to Oregon State. Some thoughts about some of the stuff that's happening in college football.
Oh, I think the musical chairs of coaches has been hilarious. You never thought that Mike Riley would leave Oregon State, But you, on the other hand, you'd never think that Nebraska would want to replace Pelini with a guy that's been fairly underwhelming. It's funny because we talked about Lovie Smith earlier, and I was just thinking about how stale coaches can become. I mean, there's almost like a 10-year shelf life, and I'm not even sure that a guy like Nick Saban at Alabama is immune to it. So maybe Riley needed a change of scenery. Maybe Pelini needed a change of scenery. But Gary Anderson, I mean, he went from Utah State to Wisconsin to Oregon State in a matter of, what, three seasons. So that's a curious move. I don't doubt that Gary Anderson's a heck of a coach, but I wonder where this leaves Barry Alvarez and whatever search committee he forms up in Madison.
Well, not only that, I'm starting to wonder what's going on there at Wisconsin, to be honest with you, because truth of the matter is they get solid recruits. It's a good program, one of the top 25 program for sure in the country, maybe even better than that, to be quite honest with you. They've produced great running backs. Is there something going on at Wisconsin, maybe? And what I've heard rumors are is that they don't like to pay assistant coaches, and when guys find that out, sometimes they bolt. So anyways, we're up against it. So he's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. We're going to get back into some sports talk on the other side, and then we'll hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
All coughs aren't the same, and neither are all cough medicines. Robitussin's powerful dual-action formula relieves even the toughest coughs. Wet, dry, and hacking. Fast, powerful Robitussin DM Max fights your cough and helps clear the congestion that comes with it. Robitussin. Don't suffer the coughequences. Use as directed. This week, stock up with special Robitussin bonus packs. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All right, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, hanging out with Jeff Rich. you want to get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich or at Dorfont Sports. Lots of things happening in the sports world. You had the UFC stuff from last night, a lot of NBA action. Those Golden State Warriors are really playing phenomenal basketball right now, Jeff. I guess I'm surprised, to be honest with you. I didn't think Mark Jackson was that bad of a coach. I thought he was a pretty good coach, but Steve Kerr has really impressed me with his performance as a coach so far, Jeff.
Yeah, you know what, though? He took over a pretty talented team, and but there's a lot of coaching to be said for a 20-2 start. I mean, that's you know, everybody talked about the Heat over the last couple of years, and now the Cavaliers threatening that 72-10 bowl season back in the 90s. But at 20-2 out of the gate, one thing to be concerned about is the slide. You know, how bad do you slide after a start like this if you ever let up, or do they threaten that 72-10 record of the mid-90s Chicago Bulls?
Well, I mean, I think the big prize, obviously, is winning a national basketball championship, but an NBA championship. But the truth is this is remarkable, okay? I mean, 20-2, I didn't think they – I guess what I'm trying to say about Mark Jackson is I didn't think they were that far away with Mark Jackson. I think he laid the groundwork very good for Steve Kerr to come in there and take over a ball club like you're saying. That was pretty good in general. But Steve Kerr has obviously figured something out, and he has the chemistry with these guys better than when Mark Jackson was there for some reason or not. And whether that was coming from management – against Mark Jackson, I don't know. But Steve Kerr has gone in there, and I'm not going to say he's turned this team around because he didn't need to turn it around. But what he's done is he's gone in there and he's given them that extra oomph for them to think that they are now contenders instead of being a pretender, Jeff.
Yeah, most certainly. I mean, Mark Jackson was a good coach. I think that his dismissal had nothing at all to do with basketball and everything in the world to do with his relationship with the front office, which, you know, we only heard rumors, but, you know, it was certainly not all pleasant there with Mark Jackson there. But you know what? A good year for development for, you know, for a team that relies so heavily on their backcourt, and nobody better than Mark Jackson to teach that. You have to wonder if he's going to put his hat back in the ring after a season back, back on the sideline calling the games.
I mean, I'll tell you what, though, that's the best job in the world because you get to be critical, you get to talk about everybody, and you don't have to answer. So I don't know, man. I think Jeff Van Gundy is a great example of how you just stay where you are, and Doug Collins, for that matter, two guys who I think could be coaches in the league still today, and they've chosen not to. They just enjoy sitting there on the side, calling the game, being able to be judgmental, being able to be objective, and not having to deal with the media and then deal with, obviously, being fired anymore. So I don't know, man. There's pluses and minuses to both, and you know, I think coaches love that action, and they love the fire, and they love the heat of the moment and battling. So I understand what you're saying, but you know what? Some of those guys are in a pretty good position, and I don't know if you would change anything if you're them. But Golden State, number one in the West, Memphis, number two, Houston is – I wouldn't say they've cooled off, but, you know, they've come back down to earth a little bit. Portland, I just think it's interesting, you know, San Antonio, the defending champion, fifth in the Western Conference. You got the Clippers who are sixth. You got Dallas who's seventh. The Suns hanging in there right now in the eighth spot. But Dallas, the Clippers, San Antonio, those were supposed to be three of the better teams in the Western Conference. And right now, they're just kind of in the middle of the group.
Yeah, I think the Western Conference is extremely deep. I think this is one of the best seasons in the National Basketball Association in probably over a decade. You know, going back to the years of Michael Jordan. Yeah, you look at that Spurs Lakers game from Friday night, and the Lakers don't look like a bottom feeder in the West when they played in that game. And you know, I understand that you get up for that the bullseye is on the back of the San Antonio Spurs, and you know, Kobe Bryant's a competitor, and he's not going to just bow down to the altar of San Antonio. But yeah, I just I found the Western Conference to be interesting. I found the Eastern Conference to be a little bit deeper than we previously thought it would be as well.
Yeah, you know what? Toronto on top there, Washington, Atlanta, Chicago in the fourth spot, a team that was supposed to be one of the better teams, and Cleveland in the fifth spot, another team that was predicted to be very strong in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, I think it'll get right. The ship will get righted here in the next couple few weeks. But ultimately, right now, it looks like there's a lot of competitive basketball to be played in the association this year, which is a good thing. I mean, you still have, you know, half the league that is not competitive, but you got eight teams or seven teams in each conference that are pretty good. I think it'll be interesting to see how Oklahoma City does here with both their stars back, and then we'll see how Cleveland does, obviously, with themselves getting a little bit better. They've righted their ship a little bit. One more thing I want to talk to you about, and then we'll hook up with John Poulter, professor of sports. Magic Johnson comes out this week and says he wants the Lakers to lose. As an owner, I get it. I understand it. As a player, you never want to go out there and tank. So what kind of a position does this put the Los Angeles Lakers in, Jeff?
You know, Magic Johnson's been vocal about a lot of things over the last couple of years. I think the Lakers need to go out there and try to win basketball games because they always find a way. You know, if you go back to, what was it, 96, you know, they didn't have the draft rights to Kobe Bryant. They had to, you know, they had to give up Vlade Divac to get, you know, to get a player like that to build around. And I think that the Lakers are capable of just finding a way. It's a, you know, there's a winning culture there, whether they're winning at the moment or not. And you know, you take a big market team and you just can't hold them down. We've seen it with the Dodgers. We've seen it with the Boston Celtics. You know, we've seen it with the Red Sox. We've seen it with the Yankees. They you know, they tend to find a way in today's market to, you know, they can lure the free agents in. They just need to find a player so that they can build it organically and then just add the pieces later. So I think the Lakers, I don't think the Lakers should be in tank mode by any means.
Me neither. Speaking of a big piece of the puzzle, let's welcome in John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, guys. Doing well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Can't complain. A lot going on in baseball lately, man. Can you keep up with all of it?
Well, I'm trying to, and not only is there a lot going on, there seems to be a lot going on that hasn't been announced yet. I've heard in the last 4 or 5 days, I've heard that Jimmy Rollins is on his way to the Dodgers, and Matt Kemp is on his way to the Padres. But as recently as 8 o'clock this morning, Toronto time, neither deal has been posted on the MLB.com transactions page. So I have to wonder if these deals are on the front burner, the back burner, or dead.
Hey, I was going to ask you, what's going on there with the Dodgers? Can you explain it?
Well, it's a couple of things I have trouble with. You know, if these deals go through, we're looking at a major, major makeover of a team that's been to the postseason two consecutive years. Granted, when they've been in the postseason, they haven't shown as well as they would have liked to have done, so you'd expect some changes. But pretty radical overhaul to me for a team that has been to the playoffs two consecutive years. But this issue of trading for these guys and making public announcements, Kemp making a farewell speech to the Dodger fans, thanking them and so on and so forth, and then the deal doesn't get announced, I find a little puzzling. I'm sort of wondering if maybe, and this is strictly something that's in my mind as opposed to something I've heard or read, I'm wondering if the fact that the Dodgers are looking to trade Kemp to the Padres and are throwing a chunk of cash in that deal to help pay his salary to a team that's in their own division, I wonder if perhaps the commissioner's office is looking at the ethics of that a little bit and wants it to be fine-tuned a little bit more before it's finalized. Again, strictly my own thoughts. I've got no inside knowledge on that, nor have I seen anybody else suggest that, but there has to be something that's holding up this deal because Kemp seems to feel that it's a deal that's going to go down.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us here on the program. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, well, you know, I'm reading through all the names that have been involved with the, you know, with these Dodgers trades or potential trades. Dee Gordon, Howie Kendrick, Matt Kemp, Yasmani Grandal, Andrew Heaney, Enrique Hernandez, Brandon McCarthy, and Jimmy Rollins. And one of the names that really sticks out to me is Yasmani Grandal. I I really thought that the Diamondbacks were going to take a run at him after letting Miguel Montero go in a, let's face it, a salary dump trade. What kind of a player is Grandal, and you know, what does he bring to the Dodgers as a leader on the field?
I'm not really sure because I haven't seen him play all that much. I think he's probably part of another major refit that the Dodgers are looking at. Again, it was a deal that didn't make a tremendous amount of sense to me from a talent standpoint. The obvious unknown factor to fans is what his contribution is from a leadership role off the field. So all I can think of is that that's their primary thought in obtaining him.
Well, hey, let me ask you one more, and I'll keep it in the National League. I know that your focus is the American League East, but how badly did the Reds bury themselves with the Homer Bailey deal, considering that you have four pitchers there that were coming up between Cueto, Leek, Latos, and Bailey, and if you give Bailey a nine-figure contract, you know, you're not going to be able to pay any of those guys. I think we saw with them dumping Latos, and, you know, I suspect that Cueto's going to end up going to end up in a different uniform by opening day. Leek might stick, or, you know, they might be able to hold on to Leek, but it just seems like the Reds, by paying a guy that's as inconsistent as Bailey, really did themselves in, and you don't expect that from, you know, considering the experience of their front office.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. I think Bailey's a good pitcher, and he's probably, when he's on form and he's healthy, he's probably the best of the four. And if you were going to keep one and you could only afford to keep one, that would probably be the one that you'd want to keep. But to your point, re-signing him and then having to do salary dumps at the other end, including Latos, to me didn't make a whole lot of sense. But there's been a lot of deals that have been made in the past week by various teams that haven't made a lot of sense to me. The one that sticks in my mind is I don't really understand why an organization like the Cardinals would want to sign a guy like Mark Reynolds, and I don't say that because of Mark Reynolds as a person, but he's basically a home run or strikeout guy, and I just don't see how he would fit in with the Cardinals, and certainly not in a ballpark like Busch, which is not exactly a hitter's ballpark. That, to me, is a rather strange signing.
Hey, John, final question of the day for you, and appreciate you taking time out with us as you do each and every week. Has the biggest domino dropped yet, or is there something still to fall?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I guess it depends on how you define the biggest domino. If you look at the players that are still out there, the guys that are name players that are still out there, to me the two that are the kings are Scherzer and Shields, and both of those guys have the ability to be game changers in terms of who they sign with. They could reshape a roster pretty quickly by signing one or both of those guys. I don't see the rest of the guys that are available, sort of Headley and Lowry and Aoki and Brett Anderson and Valquez and Brandon Morrow, Stephen Drew, those kinds of guys. They're not going to change a roster around in one. So I think the biggest domino is going to be where Scherzer ends up, and I think that will determine where Shields goes.
Very good. John, as always, really appreciate it. I hear the music, so it means we're up against it. We'll catch up with you next Sunday, buddy.
My pleasure, as always. Have a good week, and we'll chat next weekend.
Sounds great. John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week. And I think Scherzer may wind up with the New York Yankees. Just a hunch. But anyways, we'll be right back. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorfman to wrap up this hour of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
866-490-3992.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, just joined us talking some Major League Baseball as lots of things are happening in Major League Baseball right now. Winter meetings are going on and all kinds of trades and whatnot. And then we spoke with Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com, joins us each and every week, telling us about what their mission is there at Ticks for Cause, and that's T-I-X, the number 4cause.com. And then we always feature a charity of the week as well. Jeff, it's kind of weird. No college football really to talk about, to speak. You know, I mean, obviously the Army-Navy game, but no college football really to talk about this week as far as it goes for scores and whatnot. Feels kind of weird, doesn't it?
A little bit. You know, it's a harsh reality that season is so short when you compare it with the NFL and even with college basketball. So, you know, it is what it is, but you look forward to, you know, 3 weeks of postseason games, some, you know, some more important than others. But, you know, either way, it's always an enjoyable season. It always seems like it comes to an end so abruptly.
I agree 100%. That's the best way to put it. Is it just kind of like, it's sort of like when it's, I'd compare it to like the summers here when the transition hits, it just sort of hits. It's like it's over and gone. It's not 110. It's going to be 90. And that's kind of the way it is in sports too. When they're over, it's just boom. It hits you like a ton of bricks and they're over with. But, you know, you did mention college basketball, you know, and I just am a little bit shocked early at some of the play from Wisconsin. You know, they did get it handed to them by Duke. I do hear the music behind us, so I know we're up against it. But Duke looks fantastic. Kentucky looks fantastic. How are they going to do without Poythus in the lineup for them, though?
You know, he's just such a big cog. But, you know, Calipari finds a way, and that team's so deep that when they sub, it's like a hockey line change. So, hey, I do want to take advantage of the opportunity to shame Michigan for losing to NGIT and Eastern Michigan in the same week.
Absolutely. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. He'll be back in about 25 minutes. Keep it close. Another hour on the horizon. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. A $1.1 trillion spending bill is on its way to President Barack Obama for his signature. The Senate voted 56-40 on Saturday for the long-term funding bill, the main item left on Congress's year-end agenda. The measure provides money for nearly the entire government through the September 30th end of the current budget year. Egyptian security and hospital officials say 11 fishermen have drowned and 11 were injured after their boat collided with another passing ship near the country's southern Sinai. The officials said there were 45 fishermen on the boat and 23 of them are still missing after Sunday's collision in the Gulf of Suez. You can find us on Facebook, USAHeadlineNews.com. Become our friend or give us a like if you like. This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
This holiday season, buy $25 in Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards good for a future visit and get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. What if everything came with a bonus?
As a thank you for buying a pair of our shoes, we're going to give you a bonus shoe.
Just one shoe?
Yep, the left one.
Okay. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Promotion begins November 24, 2014. To receive the bonus, no purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older, valid in-restaurant at participating U.S. locations. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. For entry without purchase information and official rules, visit buffalowildwings.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-2206. 800-379-2206.
Missouri prosecutor has released hundreds of pages of additional documents from the investigation into the police shooting of Michael Brown. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley.
In the documents the St. Louis County prosecutor has released is the transcript of the police and FBI interview of Dorian Johnson, a friend who was with Michael Brown when he was killed. Prosecutor Robert McCullough says the records were inadvertently not included with documents made public last month when a grand jury decided not to charge Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson for killing Brown. The interview happened 4 days after the August confrontation in which the white officer shot the black 18-year-old. Johnson later testified to the grand jury. A transcript of that testimony was released last month. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
You can find more on this story and the rest of the news and more about us on our new website, USAHeadlineNews.com. I'm J.J. Jeffries on the USA Radio Network.
This holiday at Guitar Center, give the gift of music with deals on guitars, drums, keys, live sound, DJ, and more. Deals like an Epiphone / Les Paul for only $199. A 5-channel mixer or handheld wireless microphone for just $29. A Vestax Spin DJ controller, now just $79. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday.
The holiday season is always an indicator of the state of our nation's economy. Our Cub Buning has more on that.
Are Americans spending at the malls, booking travel across the country, and pouring funds back into our country's economy? Looks good so far, says Stuart Hoffman, chief economist for PNC Financial.
Car sales were strong over the month and over that holiday weekend, and now we have learned that department store sales were good, and apparel sales were good, and restaurant sales were good, and online sales were good. They were all up pretty strongly.
With the massive decrease in price of gasoline at the pump, Hoffman noted that money saved is being spent in other areas. So how can this positive push in the economy equate to long-term success for everyone? President Barack Obama sees some areas that can lead to nationwide economic benefit during his last 2 years in office.
We've got real opportunities to make some bipartisan progress this year on some areas that will make us more competitive in this global marketplace.
Expansion in the world technology, likely the one to see the biggest jump in 2015. I'm Cub Buning.
Police in Florida say two would-be carjackers almost got away with a vehicle, but didn't know how to drive a stick shift. The newspaper reports the owner of a 2014 Toyota Corolla telling police he was sitting in his car while talking on his cell phone, and a man tapped on the window with a gun. The driver gave up his keys, but the carjackers couldn't move the car because it was a stick shift. The duo ran before police arrived.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Mariota is the Heisman Trophy winner. I'm sure we've got one guy very happy about that. No college football really to talk about other than the Army-Navy game. A little bit of a letdown if you think about it, but lots of NFL football to talk about, and lots of interesting things happening in the NFL too. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime for this hour, Fred Wallen. Good morning, Fred. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, hi, everybody, and of course, the retirement of Adrian Peterson.
AP is done. He calls it quits.
No, he's going to take it to federal court, and if he might quit and go to the Olympic Games and try to do the 100 meters and 200 meters. So he's not going to make quite as much money there, but he'll make some. So it's too bad. He had a very nice career, but it's too bad it's all over, Andy Dorf.
Well, we'll see. He'll probably get a shot in 2015 from somebody. Obviously, this season is over and done with for AP. Rightfully so, should be. And the truth is should anybody take a chance on a guy like him or Ray Rice going moving forward when you think about it? Or do they make a statement and say, look, we're going to not have these guys be a part of our team, even though they could potentially help them? He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. Tons of things to talk about. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We're right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman hanging out in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit Fred up on his email at sportsfred@aol.com or hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Tons of things to talk about. Fred, you know, you were mentioning Adrian Peterson before the break, and we might as well get into some real NFL talk, things that are actually happening on the field, guys that are playing in games today. And I want to start here because I know it's near and dear to your heart. I know you love the guy. I know you're hoping he has a great day.
Yep.
Let's talk about some Johnny Football.
Yep.
All I'm going to say is it was only a matter of time. I know you were very high on Hoyer, and you know what? In the beginning of the season, got to give the kid credit. He played well. But as the season has progressed, the Browns are average at best. They're 7-6. They got a big game today against the Bengals, who are 8-4. Johnny Football comes to the scene today. Excited? Worried? What's the word you would put out there for Johnny Football today?
You know, one thing that people are forgetting is that when he got his chance to play a couple weeks ago, he came in and he let him down and they scored a touchdown. But then the next time they had the ball, a horrendous call by the official, but it was really he gave up the ball. And it would have been a touchdown the other way, but the officials said it was a incompleted forward pass. But all the announcers and everybody said it was a very bad call. So people are remembering the good part about Johnny when he came in, and they're forgetting the bad part about Johnny. And let me just say this. Last night at the Heisman, we saw three guys who will never do or pull a Johnny Manziel or a Jameis Winston. These guys are class acts. They're young kids. But I think you sense that they're nice people, they're good people, they're not going to put down other people. And that was a good thing, too. The Heisman, and I did vote, as you indicated, opening the show, for Mariota, and I voted for Melvin Gordon second. I voted for Brett Hundley third, and I would have voted for Cooper fourth. I voted before the Stanford game. If I'd have known UCLA was going to lose 31-10, I would have voted Cooper third, but and left Hundley out. But the point I'm trying to make is that last night it was a good feeling to watch the hour, as far as the Heisman was concerned, three good people. Manziel has been an entitled kid. I mean, an upper-middle-class family. He's had things his own way. He started at Oregon. He left Oregon because he knew he couldn't beat out Mariota. And he goes to Texas A&M. Has a fine career. I'm not questioning that. But he also put down his teammates, put down his coaching staff, put down referees. I just don't like people like that.
Okay, but with all that being said, there's one thing that you can't question, and that is his desire to go out there and compete and win. I mean, so, you know, there's two different – or there's several different types of leaders, okay? And some guys are a mixture of everything, you know, and then there's guys like Michael Jordan who – to be honest with you, did a lot of the similar stuff, man. He got on his teammates quite a bit. And people respected it when it was him. When other people do it, everyone's quick to say, well, you know, this guy is pointing fingers at everybody else and this and that and the other. Look, he has a couple of intangibles that you can't teach, okay? He can run and he knows how to win football games. And whether he goes out there today and does that, that's another question. And, you know, and we'll know that answer in a few hours. But ultimately, we knew that this day was going to come. I thought it would come sooner than later. But we're here. It's now. It's real. It's tangible. Johnny Football is going to be running the show today for the Cleveland Browns, Fred. And if he has some success, what will you say then?
Well, I mean, I'll say it's one game. And I'll also say this. They destroyed Cincinnati the first time they played them. And Andy Dalton had the worst game I think I've ever seen an NFL quarterback have. And I mean that in all sincerity.
I agree. It was terrible. What do you have, like a 2 rating or something?
Yeah. Nobody can hardly, you can't hardly play worse. So you wonder if he's going to play better, in which case, you know, Cincinnati might win the game. And
I mean, Fred, let's be honest. Can he really put up a 1 or a 0? I mean, come on. He is absolutely going to play better than he did that last game that they played against each other.
No, I mean, well enough to win. So it might be that Manziel loses his first game. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, it's a game I wouldn't wager. By the way, if you want, I'm 11-0 at phoenixsports.com. phoenixsports.com. I do have 3 NFL winners today if you want to go to phoenixsports.com. But I didn't have this game because it's too close to call. I don't know what Manziel is going to do. I don't know what Dalton's going to do. Dalton obviously plays better at home usually, except he didn't the first time they played, and he doesn't play well under pressure. But maybe there's no pressure for him or limited pressure for him because Manziel's got all the pressure. I don't know.
I got to think that the dog pound is going to be absolutely just crazy today. I got to think they're going to be showing a lot of support for Johnny Football out there today, Fred, really. I mean, so I think ultimately this is a great opportunity. That's the way I would look at it if I was Johnny Football. I'd say, look, hey, I got an opportunity to go out against a division foe and, you know, set my mark right away. And, you know, the comments that were made by the coaching staff of the Bengals about him, he's a midget. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that Johnny Football can take with him today to the table to make this – something where it's more of an opportunity than, oh my gosh, you know, I'm like a deer in headlights. No, I think he's got to look at it and say, look, I got an opportunity to showcase my talents today. There really isn't the pressure, to be honest with you, Fred. I think the pressure has been totally taken off the kid because the fact of the matter is they're 7-6. They're on the outside looking in, and Brian Hoyer wasn't getting it done. So what they did was they went into what I would call almost a freak-out mode, and they went to Johnny Football because the ship is going down, and they got to figure out a way or at least see next year what they have in Johnny Football, Fred.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's going to finish the season as the quarterback, barring injury, and we'll see what happens. You know, before we go to break, and I know Jeff's going to come back with us, but let me just throw this out. On Thursday night, last Thursday night, the St. Louis Rams lose a game to the Arizona Cardinals, but they lose a game by giving up four field goals. They've gone three games now without giving up a touchdown. Again, I haven't looked it up. I don't know what the answer is. But somebody out there might know at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. In recent history, not talking about the 30s or the 40s, I'm saying let's say 80s, 90s, or in the 2000s, when's the last time a team's gone three games without giving up a touchdown? I think you got to give a lot of credit to Jeff Fisher in a season where they're not going anywhere to get this team together, the defensive side certainly, going with a second-team quarterback, not giving up a touchdown in three consecutive games. Don't you think that's pretty astounding?
Hey, it was impressive, but on the same note, Fred, you got to be impressed with the Arizona Cardinals, who only gave up 6 points. Their defense is absolutely phenomenal. I got news for you. It's great. It's a spectacular defense. Offensively, yeah, they're challenged, and we'll see how things go week to week now. I don't know who's going to wind up getting the nod. Whether it'll be Lindley, whether it's Stanton, we'll see how he recovers. He's going to be day-to-day, as far as I know, from the sources that I have here with the Arizona Cardinals and everything else that we're hearing as well. So bottom line is that, yeah, the Rams, I give them credit, but I really got to tip my hat to Bruce Arians and the Arizona Cardinals for the job that they've done with this team, to be quite honest with you, Fred. It's impressive, to say the least, that mentality of next man up has worked. And Lindley didn't look very sharp by any means the other night when he got in the football game. But I like what Bruce Arians has done, and I like the culture that he's brought here. Moving forward, though, I think they're definitely going to be up against it. I think they make the playoffs, but it's the best possible news for everybody else in the conference that the Arizona Cardinals get in, because ultimately they've got a great defense but no offense, and they're somewhat decimated as well at the quarterback spot. So on the other side, Jeff Rich will join us. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. Lots of things to talk about in the NFL, so keep it close, and we're going to break it down. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. all of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future, college for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
It's the enemy over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Obviously, a big day in the NFL today. Lots of good games. Lots of important matchups when you're talking about playoff jockeying. Just a quick run through of the games. You got the Steelers at the Falcons, Redskins at the Giants in a meaningless football game there. Steelers and Falcons, though, that's pretty meaningful in both cases. Dolphins, Patriots, meaningful there. Raiders and Chiefs. Chiefs, I don't know, man. They've really fallen apart after a lot of great success last year. High hopes, and I had to know that they weren't going to be as good as last year, but maybe not as big of a drop-off as this year. Texans and the Colts going at it today in another important game for the Colts for sure. Jaguars, Ravens, Packers, and Bills. I think this potentially is a trap game for my Green Bay Packers, to be quite honest with you, but we'll see what happens. Hopefully they're up for the task. It's going to be tough there. Bills always play well at home. I know they're only 4-3. Last game of the season, though, at home. Probably going to be up for it, guys. Bucks, Panthers, that's an interesting one now that no Cam Newton playing. We'll see how that develops. Bengals and Browns, we've talked a little bit about that, or at least a little bit about Johnny Football taking over. Jets, Titans, Broncos, Chargers. This is an interesting one. It could make a big difference for the Cardinals when you think about it. 49ers and Seahawks going at it in a division clash there. Vikings and the Lions, another division matchup. And then the game tonight, Cowboys and Eagles, maybe the best game of all day. And it already happened this week, the Cardinals beating the Rams 12-6. So a lot of important games today. Jeff, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us, first and foremost. But let's get right into this stuff. And Fred and I have been discussing Johnny Football quite a bit. I want to get your take, you know, you being a guy that definitely covered sports there in Cleveland. Johnny Football taking over today. It was only a matter of time, to be quite honest with you. But one word for you, for Johnny Football, like excitement, nervous, worried, opportunity. I don't know. What? Give me one word for you for Johnny Football going into today's game.
Expectations. They're unreal. I doubt the kid can live up to the hype. He played pretty well in the two series that he had against Buffalo a couple weeks ago, and almost in mop-up duty in a losing effort. But yeah, expectations are through the roof, and you know they were through the roof his second year at Texas A&M too, and he played pretty well. So you know, this is one of those things where don't tell me, show me. So we'll see how he performs in a very important game for the Cleveland Browns against the Bengals today.
Yeah, very important. Fred mentioned the pressure maybe on Johnny Football. I kind of have a different take on it. Look, Brian Hoyer was your guy. He couldn't get you there. Now you're turning to Johnny Football. Yeah, the season is somewhat on the line. However, the other guy wasn't cutting it. So that's why I kind of think opportunity for Johnny Football versus anything else, because at the end of the day, the expectations, you got to kind of throw them out the window and look at it as opportunity. So I have a different outlook on it, Jeff.
And that's fair. That's fair. It is an opportunity. And let me tell you this. They're not playing Johnny Manziel because they want to sell tickets or get their rookie on the field. They're playing Johnny Manziel because Brian Hoyer has been abysmal the last 7 weeks. And you know, they're trying to salvage a playoff season. Everything is very close in the AFC North right now. Pittsburgh's got a tough one in Atlanta. Baltimore's got Jacksonville, and you know we've seen Jacksonville kind of step up and play of late. So everybody's in a must-win situation pretty much across the NFL, except for maybe the Green Bay Packers, who could afford to lose today. But with only the Cardinals even keel with them in the win-loss column. But everybody else has got really a whole lot to play for, and arguably the Packers with home field advantage hanging in the balance as well.
Well, I mean, I look at it, you know, there too. That to me is a tough game for the Packers. You know, you're coming off of a couple of big victories. When you think about it, you've played some of the better teams in the league in the last couple of weeks. And I don't know, you just beat Tom Brady. You know, the Pack is, this is another opportunity for them as well. They got to keep even with the Cardinals. Do I like them moving forward? Absolutely, of course. I'd be foolish not to. But today, I think, is one of those games, Fred. Packers really got to have their best focus in mind today and go in there with the mindset of this is a tough opponent and we cannot take them lightly and we got to play 60 minutes.
And Buffalo's got a fine defense. They're very well coached by Doug Marrone out of Syracuse.
You know, no, that's a great point, Fred. They're a top four defense, and the Packers have the top offense. So you know what, something's got to give here. Excellent point.
And you know, I tell you though, the Packers are a lot of fun to watch. They really are. And at this point, I think I don't know if Phil throws to Jeff. Right now, I think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in football. You've got your Andrew Luck coming up, and you've got your two old guys going out. And you got your Russell Wilson, but I honestly think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in football right now. And how the heck does Jordy Nelson get 5 and 10 yards out in front of the defensive safeties? I mean, it's don't they understand he's pretty fast?
He is pretty fast, but Aaron Rodgers also throws him open a lot, and that's a big deal. What's the status on Eddie Lacy today? I haven't been able to track that down just yet, but their depth even at running back was Starks iced that game on Monday night against the Falcons, and that's the only concern I have about the Packers is that they almost let that one get away on Monday night after opening up the big halftime lead, and I know that there's some Packers fans that are concerned about these blowouts that they might not be able to win games unless they can get way out in front just because they give the other offense. Granted, it's Kyle Orton in Buffalo, but you give that other offense just as many possessions as you do when you score on every possession. So, you gotta be able to force punts and you gotta be able to keep those possessions short because your defense is going to be out there a lot. Just because of how you're almost a victim of your own success on offense. And
listen, fellas, I think people are reading way too much into the second half of that game. Let's not forget what the score was at halftime. It was 31-7. When you are winning football games the way the Packers are week in and week out at halftime where they're clobbering teams, you have to realize that complacency is going to set in. And did the Packers relax and did they take their foot off the gas? Absolutely. But let's not forget that defense created a lot of turnovers in the first half, almost had a pick six. The defense is better than people think. I truly personally believe that. And it's not me being a homer, guys. They play a defensive style that they're going to attack you. They're going to get after you. They're going to make plays. They're also going to get beat. And don't take away the credit that Matty Ryan had a pretty solid game throwing to Julio Jones, who had the game of his life. So at the end of the day, one guy wasn't going to beat the Packers, and he wasn't even in the game late because just too tired, too winded, and a little bit banged up, excuse me, from the game. But ultimately, the Packers played an unbelievable first half, had the game pretty much sealed up at half, and when you are winning the way that they're winning, complacency is going to set in. And I'm not worried about the defense. I got news for you. It's just fine. So you can take the final score and you can look at the result and be like, well, you know what? They only won by 6 points and whatnot, and their defense gave up this and that and the other. Bottom line is the game was over at halftime, and they really got bored. And the Falcons, hey, give them credit too. They didn't give up, okay? So they played hard. They battled. But ultimately, I think the Packers were a little bit bored. Hey, speaking of bored, 49ers playing the Seahawks today. Seahawks are in a position where they might be able to sneak a division somehow, guys. How big of a game is this for the Seahawks? And ultimately, how big of a game is this for the 49ers moving forward with John Harbaugh and whatever happens there after this season? Jeff?
I think this could be the end of the 49ers' run. I mean, quite frankly, they're in a situation where if they fall to 7-7, they're just not going to make the playoffs, given how many teams are in the hunt in the NFC. But, you know, the Seahawks are poised to set up a divisional championship next week against the Arizona Cardinals. So this is a huge game for the Seahawks, and we'll see what comes of it. But they're a big favorite. Last I saw, they were a double digit favorite at home against the 49ers. And I don't think that I don't think there's going to be any surprises today. I think that unless you're banking on past seasons from the 49ers coming to fruition this afternoon after they've been so dormant, I think this is the end of Jim Harbaugh. I think this might be the end of Trent Baalke up there. And who knows what the future holds with Colin Kaepernick under center there? I mean, there's a lot more questions than answers in San Francisco right now.
Good point, Jeff. Hey, as always, really appreciate you taking time out. Real quick, how can people check you out?
Hey, I'm on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, and the website is morethanafan.net. Check it out at 7:30 Eastern time tonight. Chris Green and I will have the Sunday post game, and check for the Down by Contact podcast all throughout the week at morethanafan.net.
Sounds good. Jeff Rich joining us. We'll be right back. Got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
All coughs aren't the same, and neither are all cough medicines. Robitussin's powerful dual-action formula relieves even the toughest coughs. Wet, dry, and hacking. Fast, powerful Robitussin DM Max fights your cough and helps clear the congestion that comes with it. Robitussin. Don't suffer the coughequences. Use as directed. This week, stock up with special Robitussin bonus packs. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Walking with Dinosaurs, the Arena Spectacular, the biggest event in 65 million years, is coming to the Bay Area. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see the best-selling family show of all time. Don't miss Walking with Dinosaurs, the Arena Spectacular. December 25th through 28th at SAP Center at San Jose. Tickets available at all Ticketmaster outlets.
Senza Hotel, located in the beautiful Napa Valley, is an elegant and modern hotel which just added 18 new luxury suites that caters to today's sophisticated traveler, offering a relaxed atmosphere. Discover a sense of understated luxury in the Napa Valley at Senza that feels more like a private retreat than just a night away. Indulge in evening wine and cheese reception by the fire or on the terrace. Check out www.senzahotel.com or call 707-253-0337.
Nick Bonsetto here, inviting you to join me on the Nick Bonsetto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, right here on Sports Byline. We'll talk about sports and, well, anything that's even closely related to sports. We'll do it all live from Las Vegas each and every day. We invite you in. Hope you will join us. We're the show that's bigger, bolder, and better. It's the Nick Bonsetto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Network.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email. SportsFred@AOL.com. Lots of NFL football to talk about. Some important games, too. Broncos and Chargers, Fred. That's a interesting matchup. I like Peyton Manning, but Chargers hanging in there. 8-5. 5-2 at home. If there is one thing about the Broncos, they definitely struggle on the road. Only 3-3. And Peyton Manning is not the same quarterback on the road either, Fred.
Well, here's the thing. He didn't throw a touchdown pass last week for the first time in 51 weeks. I predict he's going to go three or more today. So I think the Chargers are in trouble. Even though Rivers has had a good December, I mean, historically, I just have a hunch that, and I think Julius Thomas is back almost 100%, and that's going to make a definite difference at the tight end position. So I think he'll throw three or four touchdown passes, and I think they'll beat the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, look, I said to you right away, I said I like Denver in this one, but could be a shootout, like you said. Not often that Peyton Manning gets held to not throwing a TD. The guy has 36 on the season. And he's got a lot of good targets, let's be honest. So I would think that they're going to put up points in that game, both sides. Both those guys will be able to put up some points.
I agree.
Looking at a couple other games and just some things that are kind of interesting to me, the Colts and the Texans are playing today. You mentioned Andrew Luck, another guy who has 36 touchdowns. You know, they're somewhat under the radar. They're 9-4. They're a pretty good football team. I mean, it's going to be a team like Indianapolis to knock out the Patriots or the Broncos. Am I on the right wavelength here?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, he is going to be the best quarterback in the league over the next decade, along with Russell Wilson. I don't think there's any question, barring an injury. I don't think you can question the fact that how talented Andrew Luck is. And, you know, he's got enough wide receivers that you can beat anybody on any particular day. You're not 100% certain of their defense on any particular day.
And their running back situation.
And their running back, you know, it's interesting because they keep finding running backs and nobody really getting the job done. So that maybe you look at the offensive line. I mean, Trent Richardson can't be this bad, can he? I mean,
look, the guy was a heck of a runner in college, but yeah. Doesn't seem to be able to get out of the backfield in the NFL. I mean, it's yeah. Weird. And you know what? Ahmad Bradshaw was doing pretty good, Fred, to be honest with you, but obviously banged up and not able to play. So you take him out of the equation, and a lot more falls upon Andrew Luck is really what's ultimately had to happen. And with that being said, they're 9-4 because of it.
Yeah. I mean, not a perfect team. You know, no, nobody has a perfect team in this league. But, again, they're fun to watch. And, you know, maybe Reggie Wayne will pop up with a big game that when you least expect it. He certainly still has talent. And obviously they're fun to watch just because of Andrew Luck. He's always one step ahead of the defense. And just like your guy Aaron Rodgers, I mean, there's a different in age, obviously, and Rodgers has had to wait those 4 years behind Favre, and that's sort of a waste, too, if you think about all the records that he'd be already up to if he had played two or three of those.
Yeah, but but at the same time, you know what? It probably made him appreciate this a whole heck of a lot more when you think about it, first of all. And you know what? At the same time, Brett Favre did give the Packers a few more good seasons, you know. So, look, at the end of the day, was it drawn out? Was it too long? Absolutely. Do I think that Aaron Rodgers could have come in and been a great quarterback sooner? Sure, absolutely. But do I think that he appreciates this opportunity? Do I think that he's taken full advantage of it? You bet. You bet. I mean, so look, he waited his turn. Could he have been there sooner? We all agree. Absolutely. But at the end of the day, I'm a pretty happy Packer fan, Fred. And, you know, you did mention, I want to mention this real quickly and then we'll move on. But, you know, you did mention that you think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the league right now. And, you know, I know why you didn't ask me, because it comes across as me being a homer, because obviously I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan. But I can objectively say, yes, I do think he's the best right now in the game. Like you said, Brady and Manning, they're excellent, but they're on their way out. They're on the decline more so than Aaron Rodgers, still kind of on the rise, climbing, and the ceiling hasn't totally been reached yet. So, I think this guy is unbelievable. I think some of the stuff he does on the field is incredible, stuff I've never seen before. So, he is the best in the game right now, and the Green Bay Packers are lucky to have him. Speaking of best in the game, two of the best in their division going at it tonight in that Sunday night game, Cowboys and Eagles. You know what? The Cowboys are 6-0 at home. Or, I'm sorry, 6-0 away from home. The Eagles, 6-1 at home. And I know that this is basically the game for the division. Let's be honest. Whoever wins this one's going to win the division. Whoever loses may not wind up making the playoffs, Fred.
I think Philadelphia will win. I think historically, Garrett and Romo, take a look at their December record. Philadelphia clobbered them in Dallas. Eagles did not play well, obviously, against Seattle. Will play very well here. I like the Eagles -3.5, I think.
I think the Eagles at home is a good play as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. I know we got a call, so we'll hook up with Chris in Flagstaff. Chris, you got Fred Wallen, you got the Dorf Man, and now you. What's on your mind, man?
Fred, I'm going to have to agree with you there. The Seahawks, though, are making everyone play bad. The Seahawks are in Super Bowl form again. Their defense is stifling, and I don't care if you put a Pro Bowl offense against them. The Seahawks defense is just dirty. So I think, with that said, I think it's going to be a Seahawks, Packers, NFC Championship. That's what I'm going with. Whoever wins that game will play Patriots or the Broncos in the Super Bowl.
That's a pretty good prediction. Can't deny that. That's solid. But I know you're a Cardinal guy, man. You got to be happy and disappointed at the same time. You know, with Carson Palmer, I think the Cardinals have a legitimate shot. Fred, would you agree?
With Carson Palmer, yes.
With Carson Palmer, they have a legitimate shot. With Drew Stanton, they have a little bit less than a good shot. Without him, they have a really lousy shot. So my point is that all the success that your Cardinals have had during the regular season may be for naught, Chris, when all is said and done, and they have a great season, but they do not have a playoff roster. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But I'll be at the Cardinals game watching them beat Seattle on the 21st.
Well, again, you were just talking about how good that Seattle defense is, and now you're going to tell me that they're going to beat an offense that an offense that can't put up points is going to beat Seattle. So explain yourself.
Bruce is going to find something. Bruce is very good at exploiting weaknesses, and I think Bruce will watch tape, and he will make plays designed for Stanton instead of giving Stanton's plays for Palmer. Maybe cater to Stanton more because it's a sprained knee. Odds are we have him back within 2 weeks, I'm hoping. Sprained knee, it's not torn. And then Lindley, the Niners are pretty awful. He'd probably beat the Niners with Lindley, but we need Stanton for that Seattle game, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll have to see how it all turns out, man. It'll definitely be interesting. Appreciate the phone call as always, Chris. Fred, you know, he said something interesting there about the 49ers, and we discussed it briefly. Look, they have talent, let's be honest. But when you have a guy who's got a foot, one foot out the door, and I'm talking about Jim Harbaugh, we know he's gone after the season. Let's be honest. The writing's on the wall. The season has been abysmal. Where are you laying the blame, I guess, is my question, with the failure from the 49ers this season?
Well, they're not quite the same team, but I put it on Harbaugh. I think Harbaugh is a very stubborn guy who thinks he's the smartest man in the room. And I think that irritates a lot of people. It irritates a lot of us who watch them play. He's made some decisions that you say to yourself, he's trying to prove he's the smartest man in the room. And he's a good coach, but he's not the smartest man in the room. Who is the smartest man in the room? I don't know. Belichick would be close to that as far as the coach is concerned. Arians would be close to that. Pagano would be close to that. I don't know if Harbaugh is up to that level, and he thinks he's the smartest man in the room. And I think he's got to irritate a lot of the players because, I'm not at their practices, but I just have a hunch. He thinks he's never wrong. And coaches, you know, have to dominate and have to control their players. But players also have to understand. I mean, players also want to see a coach who's willing to accept the fact that maybe he's a part of the problem, too. And I don't think Harbaugh's ever willing to take responsibility. And I still think he'll go back to Michigan. Everybody's talking about the Raiders. I still think he'll end up. Michigan would already hired a coach, I think, if Harbaugh wasn't still coaching the 49ers. I think they've already would have made their decision as far as their new coach. They go out there and recruit. So I think he's still going to end up the Michigan coach, where of course he played football. And we'll see what happens there. And Brady Hoke didn't work out. He was a nice guy. Now you got a not so nice guy. Maybe that works out better. I don't know. But I'm just saying that with the 49ers, they've made some decisions this year that have been horrendous. The team looked like they weren't playing hard a few of those games. I think that has to go back on the coach, don't you?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because when Harbaugh had such great success there with the Niners, you know, and he made that tough decision to put Alex Smith on the bench and brings Kaepernick up and whatnot, you know, it seemed like the future was going to be so bright there for him with the San Francisco 49ers, right? And then a season later, they're struggling. They're 7-6. They're about to be knocked out of the playoffs for the most part. And a whole heck of a lot has changed. I guess what I'm trying to figure out is what motivates a guy to want to be so good one season, and then the next season, there's something out there about how you can go back to play or back to coach in college football and coach your old team, and then all of a sudden you lose your motivation to coach on the professional level.
I know we got to go to break. I don't think he lost his motivation. I just think his real personality has come out, and the players see through it, and I think that's what's happened. They're not playing hard.
Well, then somewhere along the line, somebody lost their motivation. And you're saying it sounds to me, like what you're saying is the players lost their motivation because they knew that Jim Harbaugh's heart wasn't in it.
Yeah.
So, interesting. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. A lot of things going on in the sports world, and a lot of it not even on the field. Some of this stuff is just psychology, man. So, keep it close. We're trying to figure it out each week, each day, with all the different things that happen in the sports world. He's Fred. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Tonight. Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Jeff Rich for hanging out with us for a little bit, talking some NFL football. And Fred, as always, I appreciate you taking time out with me. I know you got a busy schedule and got some things that you could be doing other than talking to me. So I do appreciate you taking time out with me each and every week, Fred.
No, I enjoy it. And before we go, Andy, I just want to say from here in Southern California this week at the winter baseball meetings, I think the Dodgers you know, the new guys in town, the Andrew Friedman and the rest of them, I think trying to prove that they're boy geniuses. I think they haven't proven anything yet. I don't think you dump your cleanup hitter in Matt Kemp. I don't think you dump D. Gordon in 64 stolen bases. The whole team won't steal 64 bases in 2015. I think they made two horrendous moves, and we'll see how that works out. But I think the boy geniuses haven't proven anything to me.
I was going to ask you, I mean, we haven't talked any baseball, but I was going to say, what the heck's going on in L.A. right now with the Dodgers? Because making a lot of noise there so far, and from what I'm hearing out of you, you're not liking much of it.
Well, they saved $77 million on dumping Kemp to San Diego, and they gave him to San Diego. My logic is because the park is so big that he won't hit as many home runs as he would, let's say, in Camden Yards. Secondly, they bring back a catcher, Grandel, who's a juicer. He missed 50 games, performance-enhancing drugs. I'm a Dodger fan. I don't want a juicer playing catcher for my club. I don't want the kids to look up to a juicer. I don't want that. I don't want him talking to my young pitchers. He's a juicer. End it.
Fred,
you may as well get Alex Rodriguez.
No, good points, Fred. Real quickly, since we're on this, where you're going kind of crazy about LA sports real quick, We're up against it. Magic Johnson wants the Lakers to lose.
He's good honest. No, it's a ridiculous statement for him to make, but that's the thought of a lot of people. Lose as many as you can. Make sure you hold on to that number one pick and don't give it to Phoenix.
Well, we'll see what happens. Not so great there for the Lakers, but it is what it is. For Fred, for everybody else, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. Enjoy your Sunday, and we'll be back at it right here next Sunday on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.